When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers, we are playing as Sir Croakington, and we are looking to upgrade what turned out to be Merzik's sword, but we've got to find another one of those cloudy blue gemstones. It's currently glowing faintly, but we can improve that. Anyway, to do that, we're going to Megla's Mire. Visit Megla's Mire. The infernal bog, known as Megla's Mire, stretches for nearly a mile both north and east from the patch of firmer terrain on which you now stand. Sickly-looking tufts of yellow and brown grass rise up at the edge of the pools of mud that infest this quagmire. And every so often, the back of the rock, or small rise of firmer ground, juts above its quivering, sometimes bubbling surface. In the middle of the bog, perhaps half a mile from here, sits a sizable island of rock and earth, covered with small patches of stunted trees. So, there's three things I could do here. I can investigate a massive claw-shaped standing stone, but that's the same as the other claw-shaped standing stones, which are spread throughout the kingdom. And they've something to do with Zarthmore. And there's an event a few years back to find all of them, collect something from each one of them, and then you'd get something nice that probably made your character stronger. It was a long time ago, so I've sort of forgot. Anyway, I can explore the perimeter of the bog, or I can attempt to cross the bog to the island. I'm going to explore the perimeter first. You trek the entire perimeter of the bog, carefully making certain you never stray into its treacherous grips. On the far eastern edge of the quagmire, you come across a broad, moss-covered stone tablet at the edge of a bubbling, hissing pool. With a small bit of effort, you are able to clear away enough of the moss to read the inscription thereupon. A clever eye to spot the latch, a summoned flame to swell, an unseen hand to pry the gate, the dead to ring the bell. After pausing for a moment to reflect upon the strange verse, you continue around the edge of the bog until you've at last arrived back where you began. So this is a solution to a puzzle that we will soon come to. Okay, now to attempt to cross the bog to the island. You realise that navigating your way safely through the treacherous bog won't be easy. One misstep could certainly land you in the unforgiving clutches of the mire, from which it is not likely you could ever escape. So I still have the chance to back down, but I won't, because there's something in the middle of this island that I need. So I'm still going to attempt to make my way to the island, even though it's probably a really bad idea. You move tentatively across the perilous mire, cautiously testing every patch of ground beneath your foot before allowing your full weight to descend upon it. Alright, picking a number. Bonus of 76. 17 from luck, 20 from agility, and 39 from woodsmanship. So I'm probably going to be okay. Pick now. 101. No, 111. After a short while, having made some headway, you stop to rest and survey your progress. Using the edge of the mire and the mark and the rock island as a guide, you estimate that you've gone 20 yards from the edge of the bog and have about 180 yards remaining before you reach the rock island. Continue towards the island. You move tentatively across the perilous mire, cautiously testing each patch of ground beneath your foot before allowing your full weight to descend upon it. Alright, so same check as before, pick now, 126. After a short while, having made some headway, you stop to rest and survey your progress. Using the edge of the mire and the rock island as a guide, you estimate you've gone 40 yards from the edge of the bog and have about 160 yards remaining before you reach the rock island. Alright, continue towards the island. Okay, so same check again, pick now, 164. Alright, 60 yards from the edge of the bog. 140 yards left to go. It's the same check over and over again. It's check again. 80 gone. 120 to go. Again. Alright, now I'm halfway there. Living on a prayer, and so on. Alright, keep just going to quickly skip through these. 142. 120. I don't think I, because of my high woodmanship, I don't think I can fail. Pick now, 110. Right, this is the last one. At last, you step onto the firm ground of the Rock Island, thankful to survive your excursion into the treacherous mire. You're standing on the western side of a rocky island in the midst of the moorland known as Megla's Mire. Reaching the island was no simple feat, and you find yourself dreading the prospect of having to again traverse the perilous mire. The sizeable island is mostly rock, with a few patches of stunted trees and many large boulders scattered abound. So I can explore the northern, southern and eastern part of the island. I'll start at the top with the northern. You set about exploring the northern portion of the sizeable Rock Island and discover, much to your horror, that countless human bones are scattered amongst the stunted trees and boulders that cover this part of the island. Now, how did they get there? Because this isn't an easy place to reach. I guess these are people who crossed the island but then couldn't get back, so they just died there. Or something like that. Who knows? Okay, now the southern side of the island. While exploring the southern side of the rock, you come across a curious engraving on a broad, flat stone. The engraving reads as followed. Here death. Here dwells. Okay, that's ominous. Alright, we'll probably have to get out of here quickly once we've got what we want. Okay, now the eastern part of the island. On the eastern side of the Rocky Island, you make a curious discovery. Set into the side of a steep cliff, quite close to the edge of the encroaching mire, is a massive iron door. Thick bands of blackened metal cross the door at odd angles, obscuring much of its weathered surface. The door appears to have no visible means by which to effect its opening. Even more curious than the iron door are the two objects that flank it. Standing to the left of the door, dangling from a rusty iron pole that's been driven into the rock, is a head-sized bell. To the right of the door, set into a small alcove in the cliff, is a burning stick. Despite the flame that's consuming it, the stick is not charred and exists. Ring the bell. You strike the bell, are quite taken aback when it makes no sound. Believing that perhaps you did not strike it forcefully enough, you strike it a second time. But again, no sound is produced. Like that poem, "The Dead to Ring the Bell." Examine the flaming stick. You step forward to examine the flaming stick, but the moment you come to within reach of the objects, the flames suddenly grow in size and intensity, causing you to promptly and wisely spring away. Examine the iron door. The massive iron door appears to have felt the effect of standing within a stone's throw of the mire. Its surface is badly rusted, but you sense it is still strong and represents a formidable barrier. You can see no means of attempting to open the door. Now, anyway, this place is what the poem was referring to. Now, which means there are four different ways you can get past this. You can use necromancy, elementalism, feathery, and I think illusion. I'm going to use illusion. I'm going to use it while looking at the door. Alright, it succeeded, but it doesn't do anything. Conjuration succeeded, but it just got me an ornate shield, which will disappear soon enough. Alright. I'm gonna check the wiki. Oh, I've just checked. You need to get past this. You need a level 70 plus in feathery, elementalism, necromancy, or telekinesis. So I would guess telekinesis is the hidden hand thing. I'm gonna use necromancy. Okay, use it. It succeeded. A shiver runs the length of your arm as you channel your mastery of the dead. Almost at once, the sound of clattering bones reaches your ears, and you turn to find a lone skeleton holding an iron rod striding up to the bell. The hissing undead being strikes the bell twice, sounding a loud, eerie ring that carries and echoes around the island and across the fetid mire. The skeleton lays down the iron rod and departs. Thank you, skeleton! The tremendous groan, followed closely by a violent shudder, causes you to leap back as the massive door begins to swing outward. The massive door swings outward, revealing a wide, dark mouth of a cave, out of which wafts an overpowering odour of decay. I could enter the cave or could move away from here at once. As you move away from the cave, the massive iron door begins to swing shut. With the reverberating thud and violent shudder, the towering metal portal is again seen in the entrance to the cave. Okay. So that just means I can try out all the opening options. Okay, I've done the necromancy. Now let's do telekinesis. It succeeded. Calling upon your mastery of mind over matter, you focus intently on the iron door, straining to effect at least some sign of movement from the weighty metal slab. Slowly, the door starts to creak. A tremendous groan, followed closely by a violent shudder, causes you to leap back as the massive door begins to swing outwards. The massive iron door swings outward, revealing the wide, dark mouth of a cave, out of which wafts an almost overpowering scent odour of decay. Move away from here at once. You begin to move away from the cave. The massive iron door begins to swing up with a reverberating thud and a violent shudder. The towering metal portal is again sealing the entrance of the cave. And now it's shut again, so I can use... Okay, we've used necromancy, telekinesis. Now let's use elementalism. See what that does. Calling upon your mastery of mind over matter, he focuses intently on the iron door, straining to effect at least some sign of movement from the weighty metal slab. Oh, wait. It fails. It just called up the telekinesis thing. Okay. Well, that's not what's supposed to happen. Okay, move away from here at once. It shuts. Okay, now let's try it again with elementalism. No, that's not what I want. Right, I'm going to move away from there. Okay, back to the eastern part. Okay, now I'm going to use elementalism. Succeeded. Calling upon your mastery of the elements, you turn your focus onto the flaming stick in the alcove next to the door. Almost at once, the flames consuming the stick swell out of the alcove, and from them emerges a massive fire elemental. The towering being of flame hovers in the front of the iron door, and a white glowing glyph suddenly appears on the surface of the weathered portal. The fire elemental retreats into the flames from which it sprung, and you leap back with a tremendous groan. A violent shudder, the massive door begins to swing outward. The massive iron door swings outward, revealing a wide, dark mouth of a cave, out of which wafts an almost overpowering odour of decay. Move away from here at once! And once again, the door shuts behind me. Because, I guess, just because it doesn't want people just going in when someone else solved the puzzle. Okay, now a clever eye to spot the latch. That's to use thievery. And my thievery skill is currently at 75, which is plenty. Use that. Succeeded. Putting your master level thief skills to work, you begin a thorough examination of the massive iron door. Much to your surprise, you discover a small, cleverly concealed latch near the base of the weighty metal slab. You gently tug on the latch and then leap back, as with a tremendous groan and a violent shudder, the massive door begins to swing outward. And the massive iron door swings outward, revealing a wide, dark mouth of a cave, out of which wafts an almost overpowering odour of decay. Now let's move away from here at once. Move away, the door closes. Okay, this time I'm actually going in for real, but I want it to be actually opened by necromancy, even though I don't get anything for it. It just feels like the more fun way to open the door. Use necromancy. Hello again. Hello, Mr. Skeleton. A shiver runs the length of your arm as you channel your mastery of the dead. Almost at once, the sound of clattering bones reaches your ears, and you turn to find a lone skeleton holding an iron wad, striding up to the bell. The hissing undead being strikes the bell twice, sounding a loud, eerie ring that carries and echoes around the island and across the fetid mire. The skeleton lays down the iron wad and departs. Goodbye, skeleton, and thank you. A tremendous groan, followed closely by a violent shuddering, causes you to leap back as the massive door begins to swing outwards. Well, now that we've investigated all the ways of opening this door, all four of them, and we've done the necromancy one twice because it's the coolest way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyway, I'm sure you could argue, and if you're maybe you should, if you're on one of those platforms that allows comments, say no, the coolest way to open it is obviously elementalism. You silly head. But admittedly, I don't think most of the platforms don't really allow comments, and for some reason people tend not to comment. Anyway, the massive iron door swings outward, revealing a wide, dark mouth of a cave, out of which wafts an almost overpowering odour of decay. Enter the cave, surrounded by the reassuring glow of your light source. You move into the dark cave. You've taken only a dozen steps into what appears to be a single broad chamber, where the massive iron door suddenly swings shut behind you. Almost in unison with the clang of the closing door, a pale blue glow fills the chamber. Well, at least it's not dark. A loud hiss echoes off the walls, and the clang of metal armour reaches your ears as into view out of a darkened corner strides a towering, plate-clad skeletal figure with a black-bladed axe swung over its shoulder. Leave! Hisses the skeleton, turning to face you as it reaches the middle of the chamber. A violent shudder runs through the cave floor, and you look behind you to find that the massive iron door is slowly creeping open again. Beyond the menacing undead warrior, you can barely make out what looks like a large stone chest set against the far wall. Chest? Well, I've now got motivation to fight an undead. Leave or join me in the grave. This is the skeleton, taking a long step in your direction. The tomb of Ikrugar is not to be plundered. And now there's a link for Ikrugar. Ikrugar is one of the three evil warrior brothers whose days of pillage and plunder came to an end by the blade of the legendary hero Mazek. Upon their deaths, the wicked followers of the three brothers are said to have hidden their bodies in secret tombs that were guarded by powerful magic, as we've just seen. Upon hearing the name Ikrugar, a deep sense of dread comes over you. It is well known that Ikrugar was one of the three evil warrior brothers slain by the legendary hero Mazek. Okay, how about we read the Mazek link now, since this is all about Mazek. Mazek is a legendary knight and warrior whose magical sword is said to have had the ability to slay demons. Well, admittedly, most swords have that ability if you use them right. But I guess it's particularly good at it. Mazek was the first leader of a brotherhood of Titian knights known as the Order of the Protector. Legend of Mazek tells of three magical gems that gave his sword unearthly power, and so far we found one of them. Before he died, Mazek is said to have moved the gems from his swords to ensure his power could never be used for evil. Although he left scattered the gems across the realms, he supposedly left clues to their secret locations behind. The most famous of these supposed clues is the well-known Mind of Mazek. Less three eyes to sparkle bright, a rusted blade to be. Seek the three beyond all sight, set sleeping spirit three. A path of honour, a test of faith, a trial looms for thee. Go forth a hero, thrice reborn, set sleeping spirit free. Okay. And that's supposed to be a clue, but I don't think we'll know what they are. It's a clue for until we walk right into the things that it's that we're supposed to do. Okay, so I could leave, but I mean, I've come all the way here. I've crossed 200 yards of bog. I'm not leaving without fighting something. Attack the undead, Ithilgar. Ithilgar hisses viciously as he steps forward to meet the bold attack. He brandishes his black-bladed axe with all the skill of a master warrior as he closes in for the kill. This is Ithilgar. Let us begin combat. Ithilgar swipes at you with his black-bladed axe. The enemy deals a devastating blow for 33 damage. Okay, a devastating blow for 25 damage, and then 24 damage. The smasher wallops your foe for 29 damage. See, you're not the only one with special attacks. Devastating blow for 26 damage. Anyway, he is slain. 136 XP. Ithilgar staggers forward amidst a final wagged hiss and collapses into a pile of bone at your feet. You step back and catch your breath, thankful to have survived such a brutal melee. Suddenly, however, Ithilgar's black-bladed axe begins to twitch. You assume a defensive stance and watch as the fearsome weapon rises out of the pile of bone and transforms into an iron-scaled serpent. Okay. Yeah, that's a thing. Apparently, it must be a thing. Without warning, the iron serpent lunges at you, narrowly missing, sinking its lengthy fangs into your flesh. You plant your feet and prepare to engage the vicious creature. Iron-scaled serpent, let us begin combat. You swing your club at the enemy. The vicious iron serpent strikes at you. It's nowhere near as tough as Ithilgar. And it is slain as well. 37 XP. The iron serpent shudders momentarily and then goes still. You step over the gruesome creature and move up to examine the stone chest against the far wall, eager to discover what it contains. The chest is not locked. I guess one skeleton and his magical axe snake was regarded as enough security. Oh yeah, and the almost impossible to open door. The chest is not locked. I guess they thought anyone who could get here wouldn't have any difficulty with the lock anyway, so why even bother? You cautiously lift the heavy stone lid and peer into it. You're dismayed to discover that the only item in the chest is a small wooden box. You retrieve the box and flip open its thin lid, only to discover that it contains a skeletal hand. Okay. A small quantity of gold and several adventurer tokens. That's 50 gold, which will just be added to the pile. And 8 adventurer tokens, bringing my total to 248. Suddenly, you catch sight of something resting in the corner of the bottom of the chest. You lean down and discover it's a small, cloudy, blue gemstone. View it. Got an encumbrance of 1. But that doesn't matter because it'll be used very soon. This small blue gemstone is alive with the colourful clouds that swirl beneath its hard exterior. Confident you haven't overlooked anything else, you make a quick search of the rest of the chamber before gladly exiting the ancient tomb. The moment you step outside, the massive iron door swings shut behind you with a reverberating thud and a violent shudder that runs through the ground beneath your feet. You turn to gaze upon the door one last time, but are shocked to discover it's no longer there. The bell, the flaming stick, and the iron door have all disappeared. It's as if they never existed at all. But we know from the cloudy blue gemstone that we did actually go there. Puzzled, but somewhat certain that the disappearance of these things is related to your defeat of Ithilgar, You quickly make your way back to the western side of the island, and I also I get 512 experience to general for defeating that little, I guess, scenario, sub-adventure. Okay, time to leave the island. Head for the edge of the bog. You move tentatively across the perilous mire, cautiously testing each patch of ground beneath your foot before allowing your full weight to descend upon it. It's the same check back as there. So pick now. Okay, it's just... I'm just going to quickly quick through this. Because there's... I don't think there's any way for me to actually fail this. I rolled 100 and I'm more than halfway there. 80 yards remaining. 60 yards remaining. 40 yards remaining. 20 yards remaining, so this would be the last check. 85. Yeah, even that passed. Yeah, I don't think there was any way for me to actually fail that check. Although, I'm just going to check that. There was no way I could fail, because if you roll above 75 with the modifiers, you're safe. If you fail roll, you have to... there's another check. There's another check, and if you take some damage, or if you lose it, you take a bit more damage, but you still make progress. There's no, or you die. Because that would be a bit. Oh, I could have used gating. Just to gate past the island. Maybe I'll do that on the way. Alright, gonna use the power of gating. Use. Alright, do I use gating here? When do I use gating? A pulsing black portal opens in front of you. Immediately step into it. Moments later, you step out of the magical gate and step onto the firm rock islands in the middle of the mire. Well, that was a lot easier. Okay, now time to gate back. Because there's literally nothing to do here anymore. A pulsing black portal opens in front of you and you immediately step into it. Moments later, you step out of the magical gate and onto the firm ground of the edge of the bog. Okay, now let's get to somewhere nearby. Has anything happened with Black Storm power? No, something might be happening in the future, but that was a prize for something which was open to every, and someone was open to see at least some of it, but that hasn't been finished yet. Okay, let's go to Groudok. Visit Groudok. Okay, now time to use that cloudy blue gemstone. And use. The cloudy blue gemstone flares brilliantly for a few moments before silently shattering into thousands of tiny fragments. You're surprised to discover that the blade of your rusty longsword is now glowing brightly blue. A rush of air surges past you. And that instant, you hear a whispering voice say, "Merzek." Right, now let's look at this. Our longsword glowing brightly. It now has a melee weighting of 8. And you can make out the letters Merzek etched onto the base of the blade. The blade is glowing brightly blue. This weapon is of magical quality. And now, if there is a third gem, it isn't in the game yet. So that's as upgraded as that sword can get so far. I would also boost your body. It would also boost your body, mind, and spirit by 1. Now, I'm just going to store. I'm going to store that blade so it will be handy for whenever I need it. Visit your storage room. Store the items you're carrying. Longsword glowing brightly. And anything else to store? Are these hide boots? I'm not sure when I got them. But... No, these are just common boots, but the description says they're magical, but they're actually quality. No, these are just... Those are just generic loot boots. Alright. The Sword of Merzak is safely stored away. Alright, now. Was there anything else in the Southeast Tysa I could do? Alright. There's the city of Twittenjamore. Yeah, did I? I guess I must. I'm just gonna pause for a bit. Okay, whatever the adventure around there, where I was tracking down two werewolves on behalf of the queen of another realm, I guess I've done it. I can't really seem to find the episode I'd done it in, but I must have done it because I can't go there anymore. Now, anyway, what to do next? Okay, there's one more Sword of Merzak related thing to do, and that's in Fangwidge, but that's an entire dungeon, so that will wait for next time. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.